98.1 Charlotte FM, 70s, 80s, 90s. Told you I was going to have a special guest on the radio with me this morning, and I've got her on hold here. Now, we're going to talk today about the Race by the Sea Dragon Boat Festival. It's coming up just about a month away, September 21st. Now, the registration deadline is very quickly approaching. Joining us this morning to tell us more is Shelley Hughes. Good morning, Shelley.
Good morning, Mark. Thanks for having me.
You're welcome. How are you doing this morning?
I'm doing great. How about yourself?
That's just awesome. No, I'm doing good, too. So you're here today to chat a little bit more about Race by the Sea, the Dragon Boat Festival, coming up September 21st. Now, can you tell us basically what is making this this year's event so special?
So this is our third annual Race by the Sea. About 4 years ago, we decided to have a friendly little competition in the region and had five teams from Charlotte County participate. And it was such a success that we decided we would grow it and actually turn it into a dragon boat festival for the region.
Nice.
There's only one other festival in New Brunswick currently. And so we thought, if they can do it, why can't we? So the first couple of years, we focused really on educating people about dragon boating and boat paddling in general and how much fun it is.
Okay.
And this year we have partnered with a couple of local charities to raise funds for mental health and wellness initiatives. The St. John Regional Hospital Foundation and Charlotte County Hospital Foundation have been kind enough to partner with us to make this a fundraising opportunity towards mental wellness initiatives.
Well, that is awesome. Charlotte County Hospital Foundation, it's close and dear to our heart because we always have our radiothon every year for that. What inspired the decision to support mental health and wellness initiatives through this event?
Well, predominantly in Canada, Dragon Boat Festivals are fundraising initiatives, mostly for different types of cancer, predominantly breast cancer.
Okay.
And one thing that we did learn out of COVID is that mental wellness is very important and not really receiving the funds and recognition that it needs, especially at that point in time. As well, people with cancer are dealing with that as well, and it's not always recognized. Yes, they're going through their treatments, but they're also there's that wellness and fear and all of that that needs to be, they need a safe place to land.
Right.
So what we did find during COVID was a lot of our paddlers came forward later and said, you know, it was the highlight of my week was to get out and paddle during lockdown. The club was fortunate enough to be able to get funds to purchase a second boat. So we were still able to paddle while maintaining our physical distancing. So people, club members were able to get out and get some exercise. They were out in nature.
Mm.
And there was the social aspect as well. So even though we were physical distancing, they were still, you know, we were paddling as a team and having laps out on the water and having a great time.
This year, how do teams and individuals get involved in the festival?
So right now, we of course, the deadline, as you mentioned, is coming up on Thursday, the 21st of September of August, sorry. Can actually register your team by going to thegive.ca, Race by the Sea, or going to our own website, which is racebythesea.com, and there's a link there for registering your team.
Okay.
Also, if we will have vendors there at the location, so everybody's welcome. You don't actually have to be competing. And if you're interested in being a vendor, you can also go to our website at racebythesea.com and click on vendors at the top of the page, and you'll fill out the form. It'll send an email directly to the race committee, and we will get back to you.
Okay. Now, if somebody really isn't a paddler, if they've never done it before, can they still attend, though?
Absolutely, 100%. We have lots of room at Katie's Cove in St. Andrews for people to come and watch. It's a beautiful venue, and we hope at least to have friends and family of paddlers, but also anybody who's in town or wants to come to town to watch the festival, please do, because it's a lot of fun, great atmosphere. It's almost electric because there's so much excitement in the air.
That's awesome. So if anybody wants more information, where do they go? How do they get it?
To donate or register a team, you can go to thegive.ca/racebythesea. Or also you can go to our website, racebythesea.com, and that has the link as well to register your team.
And we can make it easy too, because we have the information posted on our website at charlottefm.ca. So there's so many different ways people can get the information and to sign up. And like you said, the deadline is on the 21st.
Fabulous.
Shelly, thank you so much for taking the time today to have a chat with us, and good luck with this year's event. It's going to be a lot of fun.
Thanks, Mark. Have a great day, and thanks for your support.